Read further from the Gospel of Luke chapter 17, the 6 verses which precede the parable. And he said to the disciples, "It is impossible that offenses will not come, but woe to him by whom they come. It were better for him that a donkey's millstone were hanged around his neck, and he were thrown into the sea, than that he should cause one of these little ones to stumble. Take heed to yourselves, and if thy brother sins against thee, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turns again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him." And the apostles said to the Lord, "Add to our faith." And the Lord said, "If you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say to this mulberry fig tree, be uprooted and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you." We read also from the heavenly doctrine concerning mediate goods. Every man who is being regenerated is at first in mediate good, in order that it may serve for introducing genuine goods and truths. But after it has served this use, this good is separated, and the man is brought to good which flows in more directly. In this way, the man who is being regenerated is perfected by degrees. For example, he who is being regenerated believes at first that the good which he thinks and does is from himself, and that he also merits something, for he does not yet know, and if he knows, he does not comprehend, that good can flow into him from some other source. Neither does he comprehend anything else than that he should be compensated or rewarded, because he does it from himself. Unless at first he believed this, he would never do any good. But by this means, he is initiated not only into the affection of doing what is good, but also into knowledges concerning good, and also concerning merit. And when in this manner he has been led into the affection of doing what is good, he then begins to think differently and to believe differently, namely, that good flows in from the Lord, and by the good which he does from himself or from his proprium, he merits nothing. And at last, when he is in the affection of willing and doing what is good, he altogether rejects merit and even has an aversion to it and is affected with good because it is good. When he is in this state, good flows in directly. Take also as an example conjugal love. The good which precedes and initiates is beauty, or agreeable manners, or an outward adaptation of the one to the other, or equality of social class, or aspiration. These goods are the first mediate goods of conjugal love. Afterwards comes conjunction of dispositions, in which one wills as the other does and perceives delight in doing what pleases the other. This is the second state. And then the former things, though still present, are no longer regarded. Finally, there follows a uniting in respect to heavenly good and spiritual truth, in that the one believes as the other, and the one is affected by the same good as the other. When this state comes, both are together in the heavenly marriage, which is that of good and truth, and thus are in conjugal love, for conjugal love is nothing else. And the Lord then flows into the affections of both as into one affection. This is the good that flows in directly. But the former goods, which flowed in indirectly, served as means of introduction to this good. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.